Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, October 7th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today in this weekend's Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has unveiled the potential release date for Apple's anticipated hardware fall releases. Gurman says that the keynote will be in late October, but that the new products will potentially launch on November 1st. The products being launched include the new low-end 14-inch MacBook Pro with M4, the higher-end 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros with M4 Pro and M4 Max, the new iMac with M4, a redesigned Mac Mini with M4 and M4 Pro, and a new iPad Mini. Interestingly, Gurman is no longer mentioning the lowest-end iPad as a possibility for this year, so it seems that an 11th-generation iPad refresh in 2024 is no longer on the table. We now expect the iPad 11 to be debuted sometime perhaps in early 2025. Gurman also reiterates that the following products are coming in the first half of 2025: an M4 13-inch and 15-inch MacBook Air, the new iPhone SE, new 11-inch and 13-inch iPad Airs, a redesigned Magic Keyboard for the iPad Air, and a new AirTag. Gurman also says that the new Mac Studio and Mac Pro are still in development with M4, but they're expected to ship later in 2025. Then, of course, sometime late next year, we will start the cycle all over again with the iPhone 17 and the M5-powered Macs. Meanwhile, a new unboxing video on YouTube claims to offer our first look at the new 14-inch MacBook Pro, powered by the M4 chip. This is seemingly a production unit of the M4 MacBook Pro that has somehow leaked out of Apple early and made its way to a Russian YouTube channel. The packaging shown off in the video aligns with an alleged packaging leak from last month. The artwork features the same wallpaper as the M3 MacBook Pro, and following that package leak last month, it was reported that this M4 MacBook Pro unit that leaked from Apple early was available for purchase in a private Facebook group. The packaging shows that this M4 MacBook Pro has 512GB of storage and 16GB of RAM, along with three Thunderbolt 4 ports, an HDMI port, an SD card slot, and MagSafe. According to the specs on the packaging, the M4 chip features a 10-core CPU and a 10-core GPU. This was also previously rumored and is an upgrade compared to the M3 chip's 8-core CPU design. This is expected to be the base model version of the M4 MacBook Pro. Notably, the current M3 MacBook Pro only features two Thunderbolt 4 ports and 8GB of RAM, so this leak suggests that the base model M4 MacBook Pro will feature one additional Thunderbolt port and double the RAM. Mark Gurman previously suggested that the M4 Max might all start with 16GB of RAM for the first time, so this leak is just another piece of evidence supporting that claim. The YouTube channel also ran the first Geekbench test with the M4 MacBook Pro, giving us our first real look at the M4 chip's performance in a Mac. In a single-core test, the M4 MacBook Pro scored 3,800, while in a multi-core test, it scored 15,300. In comparison to the base model M3 chip in the MacBook Pro, that represents a roughly 25% increase in single-core performance and a 30% increase in multi-core performance. Keep in mind, of course, that the base M3 MacBook Pro features two fewer CPU cores than the base M4, so that is attributing some to the multi-core score boost in this Geekbench testing. While this leak certainly appears to be legitimate, there's no way to know for sure until the first M4 MacBook Pros are released next month. Again, Gurman says that Apple will announce its first M4 Max around the end of October, with a release date slated for Friday, November 1st. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. If you're ready to set your home cleaning on autopilot or upgrade your existing setup, robot vacuum and mop leader Roborock offers some of its best pricing ever with Prime Big Deal Days. You can save up to $650 with this limited time offer with big deals across Roborock's entire lineup. Roborock has options at every price point and every feature set imaginable to help make cleaning a breeze with smart hardware and software that allows you to create automated cleaning schedules, trigger cleanings with one tap in the Roborock app, clean specific areas, and so much more. Hit the link in the show notes to learn how you can level up your home cleaning automation with Roborock's Prime Big Deal Days and save up to $650. My thanks to Roborock for their support of 95 Mac Daily. Running out today, Bloomberg Smart Government also reports that Apple is planning to release iOS 18.1 on October 28th with the first Apple Intelligence features. This goes against previous expectations of a mid-October launch for iOS 18.1, but Gurman says that this is because Apple is taking its time to make sure it eliminates any and all bugs and to make sure the first impressions of Apple Intelligence are as positive as possible. iOS 18.1 includes a number of new features and changes, headlined, of course, by the first Apple Intelligence features. These features include writing tools to help you rewrite, proofread, and summarize text, the new Reduce Interruptions focus mode that uses AI to show you only notifications that require immediate attention, the new cleanup feature in the Photos app to remove distracting objects and people from your photos, the new Siri design that also comes with the ability to text to Siri for the first time, plus deep knowledge of Apple's products and features, and better at keeping up with you when you stumble over your words or request a change to your request midway through. The Mail app now has a new priority messages section at the top of the inbox, along with inline summaries of each message in your main inbox view. There are notification summaries to automatically summarize your incoming notifications so you can get a recap without having to tap and read every message. There are also changes to Control Center, upgrades to iPhone mirroring, such as the ability to drag and drop files, a new selfie option for the camera control on iPhone 16, and iOS 18.1 will open up the iPhone's NFC chip to third-party developers for the first time. Again, Gurman says we can expect iOS 18.1 to be released on October 28th. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.